This is the Padua Podcast Network.
Running a Fever, episode 307.
Shattering the Yo-Yo.
Maintaining a stable weight. Previously on Running a Fever.
She said, not so fast. It really takes 6 months. So if you start cutting again, your body will just shut down again. You'll have the same problem you had last time. Wednesday or Thursday, I felt good enough to go to the gym, and I went and did a pretty strenuous workout. Anyway, but when I went to see her, of course, I had gained a few pounds back from my really depleted state. So yeah, I was down a couple of pounds, but you know, still not terrible in terms of stabilization. It's been fluctuating though. I've been up 5 pounds, down 6 pounds from what I thought was the sort of base. Yeah, I'm okay with staying the same, easing down just a very tiny bit, even coming up a little bit, just basically not going drastically in either direction. So I need to know, you know, what do I need to do? If I'm building muscle, do I need to be gaining a pound a week? I know if I'm cutting, I need to be cutting probably no more than a pound a week. So like I said, I'm estimating them at about 1900 calories a day that I can safely do. And I imagine I will keep going for a while because I think my activity is probably taking me a few hundred calories over that. So I'm looking forward to have a healthy intake. And I think that'll help also with building muscle, is being able to take in more calories, nutrients, protein, whatever. So she says it's 0.8 to 1 grams of protein per kilogram. So I'm probably getting, according to her, maybe twice as much protein as I need, which could be hard on my kidneys. And I asked her, you know, is that depending on if you're lifting, if you're doing, you know, heavy activity? And she said, no, unless you're an elite athlete. I'm actually getting some good carbs there. She said, I've got plenty of carbs. I've got the tacos. Taco shells are carbs. Oatmeal, that's good carbs. Pretty good. And I'm actually getting some fruit. And I'm getting a cup of fruit and my oatmeal in the morning, some fruit in the yogurt, and not much. And I'm getting a serving of beans with my chili, and then I'm getting some tomatoes and lettuce, and I actually put some broccoli on my salad this week. And for dessert, I've been having, you know, a lot of times I'll have those peanut butter and crackers, you know, which that's really high calorie. There's over 100 calories in a tablespoon of peanut butter. A lot of times that's what I'll go to. If I have some calories left over in the day, just have some peanut butter, or I can have the crackers with just a small amount of peanut butter on if I don't have a lot of extra calories. In the bank, she suggested natural peanut butter because of the whole, there's healthy fats and unhealthy fats, right? So peanut butter has a lot of unhealthy fat, despite the fact that it has peanuts in it. It also has a lot of hydrogenated vegetable oil, which is not good. She also said she used olive oil with popcorn, but she was doing that in a popper. I make mine in a Dutch oven, so it burns a little bit hotter. But I think I can get safflower oil. That will take a higher temperature. But my diet hasn't really changed that much. I've added in the fruit, started adding in some supplements and substituting a whey bar in for my yogurt. I have more calories now. The whole whey bar is 330 calories. I usually just eat half, and I use it as a snack or a pre-workout or post-workout. And that's what I understand whey is good for. It metabolizes quickly, more quickly synthesizes muscle. These are pretty tasty. They're from Gatorade. I found them in the grocery store. So grape nuts. She specifically suggested grape nuts. Now there's a grape nuts and a grape nuts flakes. Went to the store yesterday. First of all, I got plenty of fruit, so I don't run out. Fresh fruit. It's usually what I put in my oatmeal in the morning. She said I could put granola in the yogurt, but you know, I'm getting the store brand light yogurt, grape nuts, and I may just eat grape nuts as a breakfast. This is another thing I'm doing. This strategy thing is just in motion all the time. Something I'm trying is working out while I'm fasting. And that just means, basically, if you work out first thing in the morning, you don't eat before you work out. Again, can't tell you any specific benefits to that. I know, you know, the idea is you don't have any carbs, so you're burning fat. But the key there, and that's why I took this supplement, is to make sure you don't lose muscle at the same time. So I'll go ahead and recommend this ice cream. I haven't looked at the ingredients yet, but I was attracted to it because I just kind of glanced at the ice cream section in the store. And the first thing at the end of the aisle was this brand called Halo, and it had the calories right on the outside of the package. That's very unusual, especially for ice cream. What's even more unusual is that it was the number of calories per pint, not per serving, which realistically, I think most people are gonna eat the whole pint. I am, certainly. It's my cheat night. I didn't wanna get a half gallon and keep that around for a while, so I picked it up. The brand's called Halo. The flavor I got was chocolate chip cookie dough. But yeah, it seemed kind of light, but when I was eating it, nope, it was fine. And 360 calories, so that's 90 calories a serving, technically four servings per. So be careful when you pick up a pint of ice cream. But nothing's off limits for me, and it was kind of a cheat day. Pepperoni Lovers thin crust pizza. Rest of the day was exactly normal. Oatmeal, yogurt, chili.
Welcome to Running a Fever. My name is Michael Davis. This is a podcast about fitness, diet, and medicine. All I want to do, my goal in life, is to live a long, healthy, happy, active life right up to the very end. And if you want that too, why wouldn't you want that? But if you want that too, you're in the right place. We'll get there together and we'll do it one episode at a time. Looking back, I got some real good advice from the dietitian when I was having regular appointments with her. I know that experience drove the advice she gave me. She has seen plenty of people lose weight too fast and blow their metabolism all to hell, unable to maintain a healthy weight no matter what they ate. Now, moderation is difficult for me. If you listen to this podcast for very long, you know that. So this is a good reminder for me in episode 71. Also, a good reminder of a good food, which is also healthy. I think a desire for sugar is probably a neutral human thing, or is probably a natural human thing, though the caveman had a natural limit on how much sugar he got because he had to get it from fruit mostly, with the possible exception of honey if he was willing to withstand a few stings. So I can use natural peanut butter, maybe some Halo ice cream. I also like the cheat day. I had just a cheat meal in the evening back then with normal healthy foods the rest of the day, not like I have done more recently and just, you know, having a cheat day, which goes into a cheat weekend, which turns into a cheat week. So good reminders in this episode. I hope you liked it. If you got the fever, keep it. If you don't, catch the fever. And I will talk to you next time on Running a Fever.